This is Jonathan Potoshnik. I got the question, when is the best time to bid? And by bid, I've got to assume that you mean when is the best time to go about looking for work, finding work. I've already answered this question several times before, but I'm going to address it a little bit from the angle of when is the best time to bid. But you can't really separate the two between when is the best time to bid and when to go about looking for work. So I'll kind of say what I've said before, and that is whenever you're going about looking for work, the best time to look for work is when there's need. So let's separate commercial from residential. And it doesn't matter if you're mowing or landscape or irrigation or pest control. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but let's separate residential from commercial. And we're going to deal primarily with turf in this case. So in residential, turf grows for some period of time, depending where you live in the country. During that time when it's growing, when weeds are popping, when the plants are growing, when work needs to be performed, that's the best time, because that's the time when the potential client or your client has need. When in the middle of the winter, when the weeds may not be growing, when there's nothing bad in the yard that's happening that catches their attention, when the spouse or the wife at home isn't nagging the husband and saying, get the trees trimmed, get the bushes trimmed, fix that sprinkler leak, and those things typically don't happen in the winter, then there's no need, and therefore your potential for marketing and getting a high response or a very positive response is way lower. It's far less, because there is no pressing issue for your potential client, therefore there's no immediate need, therefore they put it off, just like we all put off everything we can in life until the very, very last minute, and we all wait till that last minute to deal with whatever we've got to deal with. And that's very true for how your clients and your prospects make decisions. They wait until they have to, until they can no longer put it off any longer. That's when there's need. So that's why I say separate it. In residential, there's need when the grass is growing, the weeds are popping, the trees are blooming. So that's the best time to hit your clients. It's the best time to hit your prospects and market. Commercial is a little different. The reason being, most commercial of at least commercial of a larger size is generally under an agreement, some kind of an annual or every 2 year agreement. So their need comes about when that agreement's about to mature. They could be an irrigation agreement, it could be a landscape maintenance agreement, whatever the service is. It could even be a pest control agreement. It could be that they were having quarterly pest control done, and that agreement is coming up. So whatever the case may be, when you're dealing with commercial property, commercial client, their need is independent of the season of the year. Their need is based on when does that agreement mature, and when it matures some period of time in advance of that date, usually 60 days, they need to make a decision on, do I stay with the vendor I have now, or do I make a move to a new vendor? If they need to make a move to a new vendor, then there's your opportunity. That's your window. When their agreement's about to mature, if you've done your job and you found out what that X date is, the expiration date of the agreement, when it's going to terminate, if you've done your job, you've worked yourself in there to convince that prospect that, hey, I know you might be happy with what you have now, but take a look at me, give me a chance, look at how I'm different, see if there's any opportunity here, one, to get better service, or two, to save some money. And there's a whole number of other additional things that you can sell to, in a sense, work yourself in there and have an opportunity to quote that business. So, again, commercial, the opportunity, the best time to bid, best time to estimate, that is based on the termination of the prior agreement. That's when your time is. It could be the middle of winter when absolutely nothing is going on, but they have need because the agreement's expired and it's time for a new one. They need to get it done and they need to move on to whatever else it is they have to do in their business. They don't want to mess with it. They don't want to think with it about it any further. They want to make a decision and be done. That's when your opportunity to strike is. Hope that helps. Thank you.